Welcome to The Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, across America and around the world. This is Alan Stang. And we now learn from the Senator Hussein forces themselves something rather extraordinary here. Fight the smears. Fight the smears. This is run by Fact Check, factcheck.org, which in turn is financed by the Annenberg people. This, in other words, is something run by the Hussein forces. It's run, in effect, by Senator Hussein. They call it factcheck.org. It's supposed to be a place where you go to check facts, of course. And it's run by Senator Hussein. So when you go to check a fact there, in effect, you're talking to him and he's answering you. And the particular aspect, area of service of fact check that we're looking at here is called fight the smears. The idea being when you hear a so-called smear of Senator Hussein, you go here and they will square it away. They will dig out the truth and let you know what the truth is. They will clear the smear up. And so if you go there to this source I'm describing for you, you find it says, and this is a quotation, when Barack Obama Jr., that would be the Senator Hussein who's running for president, when Barack Obama Jr. was born on August 4th, 1961 in Honolulu, Kenya was a British colony, still part of the United Kingdom's dwindling empire. As a Kenyan native, Barack Obama Sr., that would be the alleged father of Senator Hussein, Barack Obama Sr. was a British subject whose citizenship status was governed by the British Nationality Act of 1948. That same act governed the status of Obama Sr.'s children. Since Senator Obama has neither renounced his U.S. citizenship nor sworn an oath of allegiance to Kenya, his Kenyan citizenship automatically expired on August 4th, 1982. Senator Hussein's Kenyan citizenship automatically expired on August 4th, 1982. Again, this comes to us, this statement comes to us from Senator Hussein himself, in effect. So what are they telling us here? What is Senator Hussein telling us in this announcement on factcheck.org, fight the smears? Well, what is he actually saying here? Let's take a quick break. We'll do some business. We'll be back with much more. Stay with us.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we beg your pardon here, a little technical difficulty. I realize that I sound quite different now. You see, all of these broadcasts that we do, we call in the radio business remotes. A remote in radio would mean you're not in studio when you're doing it. Now, some of the shows that I've done every day, I would go to the, actually go physically to the studio and broadcast right from the studio. Here, of course, we don't do that. I'm not in the studio when I talk to you. And so it's a remote. I'm calling in myself, you see. And so of course, creates the opportunity for all kinds of technical difficulties. And that's what we have just experienced. And so that is why you are hearing me now with somewhat lesser quality than the sparkling broadcast quality that you are used to here at the Sting of Stang, for which we apologize. But I'm hoping that you can still make out what I am saying. I'm simply calling in to you now via the telephone, as you do yourself when you call in the show. Our telephone number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Staying. All right, so what do we have here, ladies and gentlemen? We've got the revelation now from the Senator Hussein campaign, from the Hussein campaign, that the candidate, your candidate for president of this country, the United States, was a dual citizen. At some point, for years, he was also a citizen of Kenya, a dual citizen. They say that his Kenyan citizenship expired on August 4th, 1982, so that would be when he was 21 years old. He was a citizen of Kenya until he was 21 years old. Again, this raises the question, well, could a man who has been a citizen of another country, be president of the United States, where the law says you must be a natural-born citizen to be president? The law says that to be president of this country, you would have had to be exclusively a U.S. citizen from the moment you were born. Well, the Hussein people now agree that is not the case. And of course, this reminds me, this is really the most remarkable situation we've ever had in this country. It's utterly unbelievable. Consider this. We don't know anything about this man. And here, remember, as you know, we've talked about Senator El Senador Juan McCain. We've talked about El Senador McCain over and over again over these microphones. We are not certainly arguing in favor of McCain here. We've laid the facts out with regard to both of these critters for you again and again. With regard to Senator Hussein, consider this. We don't know anything about this man. Everything about this man is veiled in mystery, in secrecy, in questions that they will not answer. Consider this now. Questions have been raised about who his real father was now. Now it turns out we're not even sure that this man, Barack Hussein Obama Sr., was, in fact, his father. We're not actually sure of that. It's an utterly unbelievable situation. Remember that Barack Obama Sr. was married to a lady in Kenya when he allegedly married Senator Hussein's mother. Now, the only thing we can be really sure of, that I'm confident of, is we are sure of the identity of Hussein's mother. I'm comfortable with that. I'm comfortable with the assertion that the lady you've heard about, Stanley Ann Dunham, is actually the senator's mother. I'm confident with that. But beyond that, I am not confident. I'm not sure that I know anything else about this man. Was Obama Sr. married to his mother, to Stanley? Was Barack Sr. married to Stanley or not? Was he committing bigamy? Well, obviously he was committing bigamy. If he really was married to Stanley, it was a bigamous situation, because we do know that he was married to a different lady in Kenya already when he came to the United States and met Stanley in a Russian class in Honolulu. But now, of course, as you know, the question has been raised. Okay, but is Barack Obama Sr. really his father in the first place? The question now has arisen, well, is it possible that this man, Frank Marshall Davis, whom we discussed at considerable length yesterday over these microphones, Frank Davis, communist, sexual degenerate, his stand-in father for years there, for 7 long years in Honolulu, they used to drink whiskey together. This is when Senator Hussein, your possible president, this is when Senator Hussein was between 10 and 17 years of age. They used to drink whiskey together and compose dirty limericks together, as Senator Hussein says this. Was Frank Davis actually his father? Again, ladies and gentlemen, you're talking about these questions, which you would assume would not be questions were anybody else to be the candidate. Such questions have never arisen in the past. You just know the answers to these questions. I mean, you look back at the candidates. Dukakis, Democrat candidate for president. Jimmy Carter. Clinton. And, of course, the Republican candidates, Senator Dole and so on. Nixon. Well, there isn't any real question about who these people are, is there? I mean, you agree with them, you disagree with them. Democrat, Republican. There's never been any serious body of questions about the identity of the candidate, about the candidate's parents, the candidate's father, the candidate's citizenship. Here there is a raft of these questions. The experts now tell us that Hussein did not write his books. It was violent communist revolutionary terrorist Ayers. This guy Ayers you hear about in Chicago, communist professor there in Chicago. We're told he's the guy who actually wrote the books. Is there anything about this man that we can nail down, that we can be sure of? Once you get beyond the fact that Stanley, the late Stanley was the man's mother, is there anything about this man we can be sure of now that we know from his own lips on one of his own sites that he was actually a citizen of Kenya for 21 years? Please explain to me how a man who has been a citizen of another country for 21 years, says so himself, can be categorized as a natural-born citizen who qualifies to be president of the United States under the Constitution of this country. Let's take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do some more business. We'll be back with much more in a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, 1 out of every 2 men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, remember that after the program this morning, go to newswithviews.com, newswithviews.com. At the top of the page, you will see a picture of a remarkably handsome man. If you click on the picture of that really unusually handsome man, you will be taken to my latest article, Your Next President, I call it, Your Next President, in which I will reveal to you the name of your next president. You thought probably before you heard this that you already knew who the next president would be, that it would be either El Senador Juan McCain or Senator, illegal alien, communist Senator Barack Hussein. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's not true. I reveal in my new piece at newswithviews.com the identity of your next president. If after the program you will simply go to newswithviews.com and click on the picture of that remarkably handsome man, you will learn his name. Now, by the way, also on Sunday, November 2nd, Sunday, November 2nd, I will be a guest on the Dr. Henry Macau show. Remember, Dr. Macau guested here on The Sting of Stang recently. Dr. Henry Macau has invited me to be on his program. This would be Sunday, November 2nd, just a couple of days before the election. And so I look forward to seeing you there at the Dr. Henry show. Now, the reason that I recall all this, of course, is that Dr. Henry Mackow, expert on the conspiracy, expert on women, lives in Winnipeg in the province of Manitoba, up in Canada. And we've got a caller from Winnipeg, John in Winnipeg. John, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Alan.
Yeah, what can we do for you this morning, John?
Well, you know, the way I look at it here, none of these people are qualified. You know, none of them have barely an inkling of an understanding of what justice is as it pertains to your freedoms and so on. But you were asking about, is there anything we can nail this guy on? Well, you know, there's tons of stuff. One thing, for example, you know, it is the FBI's formal conclusion, albeit everybody's really terrified of this knowledge, but it's just their job. They're just doing their job. The FBI's formal conclusion that General Ahmad financed 9/11, the mass murder of thousands in New York City.
And who financed 9/11?
An individual called General Mahmoud Ahmad. He was the ISI director from Pakistan. But...
wait a minute, John, whether or not that is the case, remember what I said was, you can't nail anything down about this man, this candidate for our president, Hussein. Now, you're bringing in a totally different subject here, and there's no problem with that, but I just want to underline the fact that you're not talking about the same thing I was.
Well, no, not necessarily, but I mean, it's in reflection to what you can get them on as solid fact. Like, the evidence is indisputable. They followed the wire transfer to Muhammad Atta's bank account. There's no denying it. It's the FBI's formal conclusion. But anyway, I mean, he's also supported the banking bailout, which makes no sense at all. You know, the private bankers don't cover your loans. When you go to get a loan at the bank, they're not pulling money out of their pockets. They operate in the public trust, and it's a system, as you know, it's been going on since Rothschild in the 1800s or whatever. But it's just a scam, and bailing them out makes absolutely no sense. And there's a number of great articles. I don't have them on the top of my head, but they prove that by giving these guys money is increasing the cost of mortgages, and they're not lending any money out. They're just pocketing it for themselves. Plus, they're also borrowing more than $100 billion a day, and it's equaling up to something like $5 trillion or something. So the numbers are getting really, really high. They're just robbing you guys blind, and nobody running for president is bringing up any of these issues. In fact, they're supporting it. You know, well, you got to bail them out. It makes no sense.
Yeah, they absolutely right.
And here's another, John, here's another thing: is his support of Israel. Jewish people do not murder innocent folks. That would be an ungodly act. If you support Israel, you support treating people equitably. But in that country, if you're a Christian, you can have your house seized at gunpoint, and you've committed no crime. And then they send you to go live off in a concentration camp. And none of your elected politicians are speaking out against funding such atrocities against humanity. And
John, you've raised a heck of a lot of points here. Some really good points, John.
Right.
And thank you for your call. Great call from John in Winnipeg. Right. Always a great call from John.
Thanks, John.
I've written about this myself at length, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, with regard to Hussein's support of the banking swindle, there you have another indication of the fact that at the top, there really is no difference between the candidates. You're talking about change. He backed the swindle strongly. So did El Senador Juan McCain, both of them. No difference between them at all. At the top, above the parties, it's all the same. There really isn't any difference. You have two wings of the same conspiratorial group. With regard to Israel, well, yes, go to my archives, take a look. I did a four-part series. We need to have a little balance here. We can be very friendly to Israel, as we should be to all other countries. But Israel is a foreign country. It's not an American state. Let's take another break. We'll come right back to the phones after we do a little business. Stay with us for much more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Again, Alan Stang.
Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday we got a call from a gentleman who bought an Eagle Research Guardian, the most popular electronic frequency balancing instrument that Eagle Research designs and manufactures. He bought a Guardian because he had terrible pains, distress in his knees. He's a man whose business is putting in floors, different kinds of floors, so you instantly realize why he would have trouble with his knees. Because, of course, he spends many hours during the day in his business walking around floors, moving around floors, you couldn't call it walking, moving around floors on his knees. What would you call, you would call a guy who puts roofs in a roofer, but I've never heard a guy who puts in floors called a floorer. I don't know what you call them, but that's what he does. And so he bought a Guardian to see whether it would help. He called in great excitement yesterday to say that in just a few hours of use of the Guardian on his knees, he feels dramatically better. His knees feel much, much better, he says. And honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you how thrilling this is. It is really thrilling to be involved in something that really works, that really helps people so much, where people call you in great excitement to tell you things like this. Of course, this happens all the time. But we still experience the excitement, share the excitement of these people. It's so thrilling. If you'd like to know more about The Guardian, about the Eagle Research Technology, simply go to my website, alanstang.com, alanstang.com. Click on the health button. You will be taken to a page full of helpful information about the Eagle technology. There are pictures of the instruments I'm talking about. If you have questions after going through all of this, if you'd like to know more, simply get in touch with us. We'd be happy to answer your questions. Again, it all starts at alanstang.com. Our telephone number here, our toll-free telephone number here, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. All right, we've got Mike in New York. We've got Carol in the Buckeye State. Let's go to Mike in the Empire State. Mike, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Alan, I maybe it's the time of day, but I'm rather confused this morning. I think I know who you referred to, Obama Sr. and Frank Davis. That's fine. Who's this guy Stanley you keep on talking about?
Stanley is Senator Hussein's mother.
His mother?
Yes.
Is that the first or last name?
That's her first name.
Are you serious?
I'm perfectly serious.
Oh.
You see, Mike, because you are dealing with crazy people, because you are dealing with communist revolutionaries and degenerates, everything about these people is crazy. You see, Senator Hussein's maternal grandfather is named Stanley Dunham. Stanley Dunham. Well, Stanley Dunham and his wife, Senator Hussein's grandmother, that it would be the lady who is now sick in Honolulu, they apparently wanted a boy. Well, they didn't get a boy. They got a girl. Now, normal human beings, normal human beings, if you get a girl, you pick out a girl's name. Not these people. Because he wanted a boy, he ignored the fact that this was obviously a girl and named his daughter Stanley. So that was the lady's name, Stanley.
Well, one would think that going through life with that handicap, that his mother would be screwed up from the get-go.
Well, yes. You recall the famous song, the hit song by Johnny Cash. A boy named Sue.
That's right.
Well, here you've got a girl named Stanley.
Jeez.
So everything about the man is preposterous, ridiculous. So that's the answer to your question. Stanley is his mother.
I'm going to check that because I don't know whether you're pulling my leg or not, but anyway.
Okay, well, please check out everything I say, Mike.
Okay.
Make sure that I'm telling you the truth. Good idea.
Holy cow.
Where do you come from?
I'm from Kenya. I'm going to run for president in 4 years.
Good luck in your campaign.
No,
Great call from Mike in New York. Thank you, Mike. Great call from Mike in New York. All right, be on the lookout for Mike from New York. He's going to be running for president. He's originally from Kenya. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if anyone else out there is confused, yes, Stanley is Senator Hussein's mother. Her name, it was Stanley Ann Dunham. Now, you read about her a lot, and they call her Ann. Yes, that was her name, but that's her middle name. Her given name, named by her father, is Stanley. Stanley Jr. She is Stanley Jr. All right, let's go back to the phones, ladies and gentlemen. Our telephone number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's go up to the Buckeye State, Ohio. Carol, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Yes, Alan, you bring out some many interesting things that we don't even hear from a lot of the so-called shortwave or talk radio personalities, but you seem to hit the nail right on the head. And I always look forward to your articles on News with Views, and especially today's article, your new president, the Big Brother, is a wowie, and I would encourage everybody to read it. We keep having the same agenda with the power elite globalists. Puppet masters, they select the candidates, and then people fall into the same pattern every election, voting for the lesser of two evils because they're so scared of the radical one. And we've been having socialism from George Bush for the last, got away with more socialism than the liberals could have done. And conservative and, sad to say, Christians fall in lockstep behind these kind of people. And, socialism is socialism, whether it comes from, what we have is a clone beast of the globalist New World Order, and the beast that they've cloned for us is the Elefonkey. And I borrowed that from another writer for News with Views, and I just thought it was a tremendous way of letting everybody know that, you know, we've got, like you say, it's the same beast, just different wings. And they never really discuss the whole thing. And our concentration is mainly on the presidency, and people get real political every time it's around time for election. And it's sad because we should be involved in what's going on day to day in the fact that our country is being taken over and we're being transformed into a police state, no matter which party is in.
So
and I just
true.
Just want to thank you for all the work that you're doing in your article, and you're such a tremendous writer. I go clear back reading your articles in American Opinion, and I just look forward to them on News with Views. So everybody, if you can, get this article. I printed it off and sent it on all my email lists, and I'm also planning on making use of it. You give us good ammunition, Alan. Thank
Carol.
You.
Thank you so much, Carol, calling from the Buckeye State, Ohio, a first-time caller. Thank you so much, Carol. Please keep listening and call again. Our telephone number again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Yes, again, ladies and gentlemen, the piece that Carol is talking about, you will find this morning at newswithviews.com, newswithviews.com. The title of it is Your Next President, Your Next President, and there I will reveal for you the identity of your next president. I'm not going to tell you who it is here, because then you wouldn't have to go to newswithviews.com, but you will find his name, you will find all about him there, newswithviews.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, our telephone number, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of this thing of staying, toll-free, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. All right, and we've got, well, this is a first here on the Sting of Stang. We've got a call from Australia, from Linton in Australia. Good morning, or is it good evening? What time is it there in Australia?
Good evening. It's evening.
It's evening in Australia. All right, where are you in Australia, Linton?
Well, just down from Brisbane, down in New South Wales on the north coast, a little place called Ballarat.
Okay, well, welcome to the program, Linton. Thank you so much for calling. What can we do for you this morning or this evening?
Well, what I want to say to you is that what a lot of people don't realize is what you're going through, we've been through, and that is that our government's chosen by whoever. We've had a change of government last year. We went from a government that was very good to a government that's been basically chosen. The very same things that you're going through with your election, we had that type of election here. And for anyone that's doubting that we are going into a new world order, a new whole system, I can assure you that it's happening over here in the same way. And it's very interesting watching what's happening there and just sort of feeling, you know, you can see what's happening to you guys. Just see it happening. It's almost beyond belief. You sort of think, you know, this is something you'd dream about, or but it's actually happening.
Yes, Linton, it does seem beyond belief. Every day brings a new development, more incredible, more beyond belief than the day before. But there's no denying that it's happening. Let me ask you this, Linton, about Australia. We know that a few years back, your government confiscated your guns, your firearms, literally took away your guns. Please explain where you are on that issue in your country, in Australia, right now, with regard to the firearms issue.
Well, I've always had firearms. I used to have firearms. I handed my guns in. Basically, it's made us feel a lot less safe. The issue of it all sounded good when it was done. It all seemed to be for a good purpose and everything like that, and most people seem to have followed through with it. But it hasn't cut down the violence. In fact, the violence has gone up. We're having some of the most horrific types of crimes around the country that not dream about. And it's not done nothing to stem it. Most people who had rifles were like myself, who came off the land. So it really didn't take it away from anybody that didn't need it, or take it away from people. It only took it away from people who were honest, and left it still in the hands of people who are dishonest.
So would it be accurate to say then that what your government did was disarm the law-abiding, but of course people who do not obey the law, criminals, kept their arms because they're criminals? Would that be a good way to describe
it? Exactly. And look, it's all part of a pattern. We've had this country since I'm 48, and I can remember there's been so many things that have been done in this country. We've been like a test country because we're one country, we've got... we're out in the middle of the ocean, basically. Whatever they want to try, they try it here before they take elsewhere. And I can tell you that that's what basically all the things have happened to us. We've been trialed. Things get tried on us, and you know, they tell us that they're doing it for this reason or that reason. But the very thing that you're going through with your elections, we couldn't believe that people were going to vote in and voted in this particular government we've got now. But he just romped in. The media had him in. He was elected. They were all elected. We just may as well not have gone to the polls.
So you've got a similar situation there in your national elections. You had similar to what we have here right now.
Yes.
Well,
exactly,
Linton.
Exactly. And down to the way they ran the campaign, down to the ads, down to everything, down to the way people were selected. Look, it was amazing. You know, you've had so many things that have happened that are very similar. Our constitution's completely under attack as well. And it's just been stripped and threaded the same way. It's not by coincidence. And this is what people have got to come to understand. This is planned. This present thing with the monetary situation, it's all planned. You can see it. It doesn't take... Even the people in the street are talking about it, saying, you know, this seems weird. You know, they're all thinking now it's just going to go back to normal. Things are going to... They've done what they want. Everyone's starting to think that, you know. It's like, is it just going to go back to normal? They've achieved something, and they're just going to set things back on a plane, and that's it. And it feels that way.
Linton, thank you so much for calling from Brisbane there in Australia. Utterly delightful to talk with you. Please keep listening and call again.
Yes, well, I get news with years. I've got that for years. That's how I've been following.
Okay.
And, like that lady, though, I love that last one that you sent out.
Yes.
And I do appreciate what you're doing. Yes, and I will.
Thank you so much, Linton.
And God bless you, and thank you for what you're doing.
God bless you. Linton from Australia, calling from New South Wales, one of the states in the continent, the continental country of Australia. All right, please keep listening and call again. So, as you see, ladies and gentlemen, we get calls from around the world here, not just from the United States, from Canada, from Australia, or around the English-speaking world here on this thing of staying. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, as Linton made clear, you're not talking about something happening by accident. You're talking about something that is all part of an international plan directed toward one purpose. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
To find out, ladies and gentlemen, to find out how all of this could happen, it's really very simple. You know, you've got people now, I meet them every day now. How could something like this happen here? It's so unbelievable. Where we are heading, the cast of characters doing it, how could we get into this situation? People are in shock, marveling. All you have to do is read one book, which will answer your question. It's called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America by Charlotte Thompson Iserbitt. Charlotte Iserbitt. And what the book is about is it simply shows from the mouths of the conspirators themselves their plan to use American schools, government schools, to brainwash generations of American children to such an extent that they will produce zombies who will do as they are told. And that's exactly what you have here. People marvel today. Well, the Obamatrons, for example, the Obamatrons, they appear to be somewhat akin to zombies in a state of a species of hypnosis. What's going on here? Well, it's really very simple. Would you be willing to read just one book? You can get it on the internet. And in fact, I believe, yes, I'm right. By now, Charlotte is letting you read the book for free on the internet. Simply Google Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and you will be taken to her site. You can read the book. What she does there is so helpful. To avoid the possibility that you would think that these incredible statements she is citing are taken out of context, that they don't really say what she says they do, she quotes at length so that you get the context as well, so it isn't taken out of context because she gives you the context. And you see what these people say that they were going to do in our schools. They what they're doing is talking to each other. We'll do this. We'll do that. Here's how we'll do it. We'll do it with this technique, that technique. It's all there. And you see what they did in the communist government schools of the United States to produce the zombies, the Obamatrons, for example, and not just the Obamatrons, but these Republican Party zombies, who will not let you say anything in disagreement with El Presidente Jorge W. Bush, for example. On both sides of the political spectrum, you've got a species of zombie. Where did these people, this type of thinking, come from? It's very simple. It comes from the communist government schools, where children are inducted at the age of four, five or six, they only hear one thing and they never hear anything else. What would you think if you had never heard anything else for 14 years or 18 years? All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's another edition of The Sting of Stang. Thanks for being with us. Be with us tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
Let me tell you why.